This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. A Russian missile has struck an apartment building in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk, killing at least one person and wounding several others. Karen Chamas has the story.
Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said that six apartment buildings were damaged in the blast and that rescue efforts were continuing. Kramatorsk is one of Ukraine's major strongholds in the embattled east. In his evening address the night before, Zelensky insisted Ukraine was determined to win back their land in the region. The situation in the east is very tough, very painful. We need to destroy the enemy's military power, and we will. Kramatorsk houses the local Ukrainian army headquarters. Ukrainian authorities say it has been regularly targeted by Russian shelling and other attacks in the past. I'm Karen Chamas.
In a related story, Poland could give Ukraine MiG-29 fighter jets in the coming 4 to 6 weeks, Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki said on Tuesday, suggesting that Kyiv's allies are moving closer to an agreement on the next steps in military support for Kyiv. Facebook's parent company, Meta Platforms, said on Tuesday it would cut 10,000 jobs, this just 4 months after it let go 11,000 employees. It's the first big tech company to announce a second round of layoffs. A deteriorating economy has brought about a series of mass job cuts across corporate America, from Wall Street banks like Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley to big tech firms, including Amazon.com and Microsoft. The Biden administration announced it will allow Ukrainians who entered the United States at the U.S.-Mexico border to remain in the country for an additional year, under a special program known as humanitarian parole. From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea conducted a ballistic missile launch on Tuesday. It's the latest in a flurry of North Korean weapons tests and condemnations of U.S.-South Korea joint military drills that began this week. More from Bill Gallo in Seoul.
The launch came a day after North Korea said it successfully fired two strategic cruise missiles from a submarine, the first time it has claimed such a feat. Over the past year, North Korea has launched an unprecedented number of missiles. The United States and its ally South Korea have responded by increasing joint military exercises. On Monday, the two sides began 11 days of major drills, including some of their largest in 5 years. Last week, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed to take powerful and offensive steps in response to the U.S.-South Korea actions, which he said are reaching a red line. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Heavy rains and severe flooding damaged roads and left houses submerged in Blantyre, Malawi's second-largest city, on Tuesday. This after Storm Freddy ripped through southern Africa for the second time in a month. The tropical storm, one of the most powerful storms ever to hit the southern hemisphere, has killed dozens of people in Malawi. Residents there spoke about how they rescued a young girl stuck in the mud up to her head, screaming for help.
We hear a voice of a child crying, "Please save me, please save me." Then after opening the door, then we have discovered that we have allowed it with mud around our house. The mud all over, there is a mud.
Aid agencies said the flooding and rains have made it difficult to get relief to those affected. China says it will resume issuing visas of all types and reopen its borders to foreign tourists on Wednesday, ending the 3-year ban imposed to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. The government said Tuesday that visa-free entry will resume for such destinations as Hainan Island, as well as cruise ships entering Shanghai, neither of which had visa requirements before the pandemic. Stock markets in Asia fell Tuesday, with shares of banks hit particularly hard following a decline in U.S. markets amid the fallout from the collapse of two U.S. banks. Japan's Nikkei 225 index closed down 2.2%, with shares of SoftBank falling 4.1%. Sumitomo Mitsui Financial Group fell 9.8%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index closed down 2.4%. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday he sought to reassure Americans the U.S. banking system is secure. This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Steve Karish.